Welcome and thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we bring awareness to nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their generosity, their purpose, and their impact. Thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. There's a specific issue that remains a significant challenge in Wisconsin and the United States, and most certainly worldwide. Roughly 1 in 8 people across the country experience it, which is a rate that spiked during the pandemic but saw slight recent improvement in Wisconsin compared to national averages. Especially vulnerable groups include children and seniors who face higher risk. What is the specific challenge we're talking about and how are people helping? Well, let's find out what one nonprofit is doing to provide a solution. Joining me today is Rick Lowry, founder of Feed Your Soul, and Emily Kinn and Pastor Jeff Williams, who helped to carry out their mission. Welcome to the show today, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jill. And we thank Ellenbecker Investment Group for having us on, and we look forward to telling you our story.
Well, we look forward to hearing it and seeing all the ways that you're making an impact. The challenge that we're talking about today impacts about 13% of people nationwide and 29% globally. The problem? Having enough food to eat. In some cases, having any food to eat. Describe the scope of food insecurity in Wisconsin and why this work is so critical right now.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jill. I'd like to begin by telling you a story on the radio that I heard Pastor Swindoll tell about two little boys who were being restless in the back of the class and not paying attention to the teacher. The teacher wrote down in chalk two words, ignorance and apathy. And one of the little rascals looked at his friend and said, "What does ignorance and apathy mean?" And he answered, "I don't know and I don't care." And inadvertently answered the question correctly. And I think one of the biggest problems we have is ignorance and apathy. And if we get rid of the ignorance, we will get rid of the apathy as a byproduct. And so one of the things we like to do, Feed Your Soul, is make people aware of the statistics, and they're alarming. That is that there are 694,000 plus people in Wisconsin that will face hunger, and 200,000 plus of those are children. And so facing those realities, I decided, I'm the pastor of Faith Community Church in Janesville, and two of our members, Rick and Jen Lowry, had a program called Feed Your Soul, and I wanted to see more about it. And so I took a field trip to Fort Atkinson, saw what they do. Long story short, we decided to try to bring them back to Janesville. Had no idea how we were going to pay for it. In fact, when I presented it to the board, they were like, "What's your plan?" And my plan, normally I have a plan, but this time it was, "I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do this. I just know we need to do it." Mm. We think the church should be about not just creeds, but deeds. Arrows out. We got to make this happen. So we began a building program. Rick and Jen and myself wanted to build a state-of-the-art kitchen. And that kitchen was finished a year or so, a little more than a year ago. And we start, and now we're the base for all of Feed Your Soul's ministry, Prepare the Food in Janesville. And it's to minister to the whole person, not just to the hunger issue, but also socially, emotionally, spiritually. We pray with people, we listen to people, and try to minister to the whole self in what we do.
Well, I can certainly tell that you're a pastor because I think there's a sermon in there somewhere, right?
I've preached it, trust me.
I'm sure. Rick, tell us how Feed Your Soul began and what inspired its creation.
You know, we're a faith-driven mission that offers spiritual and physical nourishment. Our mission is to nourish people in need by feeding their soul with God's word and their body with home-cooked meals. In October 2008, my wife, late wife Jennifer, and I were talking to a pastor about just the local family struggles and hunger and isolation and hope that they didn't have. And we both worked in the food industry, and he said to us, you know, I think we should do a community meal. And we said, okay, we think we can, we both travel a lot. We said, we think we can probably do it once a month. And he said, no, I'm thinking every week.
Oh.
And we said, oh, we better pray a little harder on that. And we started October 1st. We, you know, just really are passionate about emphasizing hospitality and friendship and meeting both physical and emotional needs, sharing the message of hope, and felt like it was really important to serve a home-cooked meal from a small church kitchen. And in fact, a funny story is that the kitchen was so old that we would call the office manager at noon and tell her to turn the ovens on in hopes that by 5, it would be warm enough for us to cook the meal.
Oh, goodness.
And so we've done a lot of revisions there. And our goal really is to make sure that no one goes without a hot meal or a sense of hope and belonging.
I love that. Well, tell us how the meal program works. You know, where do you serve and who can receive a meal, all that good stuff.
Anyone is welcome to reserve a meal at Feed Your Soul, and there's no requirements and there's no questions asked. The only thing I am going to need is a name so that when you come through the line, then we know who we're giving the meal to, the right person. Our focus is really on building the relationships with the people and helping our guests to feel known. Our mission is not just for the unhoused or impoverished. Meals are served in Janesville every Tuesday and in Fort Atkinson every Thursday. Reservations would need to be made ahead of time so that we can make sure to prepare enough food. And that can be done at feedyoursoulwi.com or by calling or texting us.
And there's no cost, correct?
Correct. No cost at all. And you can reserve as many meals as you need for your family or for yourself. Every meal is scratch made, freshly prepared, and served with care.
Yeah, I think that care piece is so important, as you said, just to make sure that those that you're serving felt seen and they can feel the love through the meal, right? Mm-hmm. What impact have you seen firsthand from the people you serve?
I strongly believe that Feed Your Soul serves hope, not just food. Many come for the meal, but end up returning because they feel like they've had a connection with whoever is doing outreach that week. And we make sure when they do come through the line that, you know, we are praying with them and we are, you know, finding out about how their week is and what can we pray for you about for this upcoming week. And, you know, they come back for that. And I do take notes on a spreadsheet every week just so that we can be praying for them throughout the week as well. And it's, I really see God working through these notes because, you know, somebody might have said, I don't want any prayer this week. And 2 weeks later, they come back and they're asking for prayer. So yeah, that's really neat to see. We did a while back, we asked them, you know, what is bringing you here? And we were just curious, like, what the need is and how to address that. And the main reasons were tight budgets. It reduces stress. We have a lot of single moms that come through and, you know, that's a night off of cooking,
right?
You know, after a long day of work. Right. And there's quite a few seniors that come through and I think they're maybe sometimes lonely and just really want somebody to just talk to every week. So
Right. Make a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, how has the organization grown since those first meals that you served in 2008?
Well, Jill, God has been at work for a long time in this ministry. 17 years ago, my wife and I wrote a strategic plan of where we saw this ministry going. And phase one was always about bringing people to food. And when we started the first October 1st, 2008, we served 24 meals in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, in a small kitchen. And today, we serve over 800 meals every week in two cities.
Going from 24 to 800.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of that was fueled by, the association and partnership with Faith Community Church and Jeff Williams and building, a commissary kitchen in May of 2024. And we served over 40,000 meals out of that kitchen in Janesville alone so far in the last year and a bit. and we've served over 150,000 meals since we started the program. Mm. And, you know, we just feel like we're not even started. We feel like there's so much more to do and so much future expansion plans. Phase two was always about bringing food to people. And so phase one was about bringing people to food, but now we know we got to bring food to people. And so that's really where we're going next.
And not just food.
Yeah.
We're going to bring some essentials too.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about that, about how Feed Your Soul plans to reach people who can't make it to a meal site. And they'll also talk about what their next big step looks like. So stay tuned. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to MPC, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. At EIG, we are committed to education. That's why we host seminars throughout the year covering topics like Medicare, estate planning, real estate investing, caregiving, personal finance, and more. And the best part? They're open to everyone. Curious about what's coming up? Visit ellenbecker.com/events and join us. We'd love to see you there.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we're continuing our conversation today with Rick Lowry from Feed Your Soul and Emily Kinn and Pastor Jeff Williams. So, Rick, you mentioned Feed Your Soul is expanding into new areas. What's next for the organization?
Well, as you can imagine, we have a lot of exciting things that we have planned. And, you know, let me give you a little context. When we formed a partnership with Faith Community Church and Jeff Williams, they had just taken over a church in South Beloit. And Jeff approached me about, and my late wife Jennifer about, hey, is that an area that we would be interested in expanding in? And we started doing a little research on it. We said, wow, South Beloit and Beloit area is a great opportunity because even though the population is 35% smaller, there's a 10% greater food insecurity among children compared to Janesville. And so we said, wow, this looks like a great opportunity and actually a need that could even be greater than what we've seen in Janesville and Fort Atkinson. So since that time, the leadership decided to take ownership of the church away from Faith Community Church and start their own church, and it's called Faith Fellowship Church. But in the meantime, we had rebuilt the kitchen out because, as we mentioned earlier, we really needed a commercial kitchen to make this work. And so we rebuilt the kitchen out to be able to service the need. And so that's really the next step. This spring, we'll be launching into South Beloit, Illinois, and Beloit, Wisconsin. The second phase, as I mentioned earlier, is about bringing food to people, and that's through a mobile ministry, and it's bringing food directly to people and common public places and neighborhoods. And this is a way that we can reach people that currently aren't being reached by the current program. And then, of course, like any strategic plan, you got to have a really long-term vision, a big view. And that's phase three of actually creating a residential program for individuals transitioning out of homelessness. And we're trying to pattern this after a program that was created in Austin, Texas that's very successful. So we don't want to stop with the mobile ministry. We want to keep going. And so that's our long-term vision.
No, you got quite a few goals there. That's wonderful. Well, Rick, do a little bit of a deeper dive into this mobile ministry. Expand on what that is and who it's going to reach.
Sure. This is a fully equipped, custom-designed mobile food trucks. Don't think of them as you go up and order burgers or whatever you want in a menu. These are prepared meals that we prepare in our commissary kitchen. We seal them hermetically, and we put them. There's a section of the truck that has an oven and keeps them warm. We have a fresh section that keeps fresh fruit and fresh sandwiches that we make and fresh salads. And then there's also an area, dry goods storage for toothpaste, toothbrushes, dessert, deodorant, blankets during the winter months, gloves and hats. So we want to be able to administer to the total needs of the people. We're going to start in Rock County and focus in that area first and expand into Jefferson and Winnebago County, while the whole time we're bringing God's word. Because the foundational principle of the ministry is not, we're not a soup kitchen. We're not just bringing food. We're really using food to bring God's word to people. And that's what's really important about this. We know inherently that we're not reaching people today because they can't get to the site that we're in. These are static sites, and they have no way of transporting themselves there. There's no public transportation to get there. We know, for example, in Janesville, if they were to walk from the downtown, it's an hour and a half walk just to get to where we're serving the meal. So this is a way for us to bring food to them.
And yeah, so I love that it's mobile ministry and not necessarily mobile food ministry, because as you said, it's not just serving food. It's serving a need, whatever that need is. So that's great. You also have something that supports students called Release Time at local high schools. Tell us how that program works.
Yeah, Jill, happy to do that. I preached a sermon a while ago on mercy and how it's compassion in action, CIA. And so we decided, you know, I said, I bet you one of these days we're going to have a ministry called Compassion in Action. And so the mobile ministry will have Compassion in Action, or CIA, on the side. It's about the church getting outside of its four walls. We think we need to be an arrows out church and getting involved in our community. And one of the ways we can do that is through Release Time. The Wisconsin allows students by legislation to get out of the campus for 90 minutes a week for religious instruction. And so over the years, we've taken advantage of that law. And we have now four release times our church is responsible for in Rock County. And we've been trying to cook up the food ourselves and round up the volunteers. And I got an idea. Maybe we should just feed them off of our Feed Your Soul ministry and just cook some extra food. Talk to Rick about it. If you notice, one of the themes is I like to make work for Rick. You know, it's come to Janesville, go to South Beloit, you know, provide food for release time. And so he said yes, and our great team in Janesville prepares those, and we're serving 300 meals every month to high school students, which again is helping to alleviate that hunger problem at the same time. It's providing for the spiritual, social, and physical needs of the students in Rock County.
And the stats around food insecurity with students is significant. You know, I've done a couple different interviews with organizations around food insecurity, and just the stats with young kids, you know, they're talking about how they can't learn effectively if they don't have food, or they like the backpacks that some organizations serve so that kids have food over the weekend. You know, it's so crucial that these kids have nourishment so that they can learn. So it's wonderful that you have this new program.
16%, I believe, is the statistic for Wisconsin of children.
Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. You're doing something about it, you know, in that through this Release Time program. Well, Feed Your Soul is a volunteer-run organization. How do community members get involved, and what roles do the volunteers play?
Volunteers are the backbone of what we do. We could not do what we do without our volunteers. We knew that as a large church, we were going to be able to take this on, but we were also going to need help. Right now, there's 350 volunteers for Feed Your Soul. The lion's share are from Faith Community Church, but we're also trying to enlist civic groups, other churches, businesses who would like to come and help us. And as Emily said, it's Feed Your Soul WI, Feed Your Soul WI, one word, .com. And there's a place there where you can volunteer. We use 20 to 25 volunteers per week in Janesville, 15 in Fort Atkinson. So we're rotating them in and out. And we got Mary's and Martha's. And I'm using a story from the Bible where Martha's just busy in the kitchen and preparing food, and Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And so she's all upset that her sister's not helping her. So we have both those who are relational and go from car to car and pray with people, and those who are making the food, preparing the food, serving the food, cleaning up. We need both Mary's and Martha's. And in the line itself, we have volunteers. We have people who take the meals and, like Good Samaritans, bring the meals to people that they know need them. So they're like the second tier of volunteers who will take dozens of meals to those in need in our community. And we also have a team that will come at the end of the day, and whatever's left, they will take on foot to the homeless. And they know all the different spots to go and distribute it then. So we've got just a wide range of volunteers, and we would love to talk to the folks out there if they're interested in being a part of this ministry.
Okay. So obviously we have people with all different types of skills and talents. And so if you're a Martha or Mary or anyone else that has a talent that you'd like to share, think about volunteering with Feed Your Soul. How has the community embraced Feed Your Soul so far? You know, we talk a lot about POP, we call it, which is basically proof of performance. How do we know that what you're doing is actually working? You know, and what partnerships have helped you to be successful?
Well, you know, great question. You know, how do we know that it's working? We feel like we know it's working because of the stories that are shared with us every day and how it's changed people's lives. You know, when you do something like this, you want to make life better for them. And the stories that we could tell you and probably go on for hours about people and how this has changed their life and how it's made a difference, not only people in receiving meals, but people also volunteering. And so, you know, clearly we couldn't do it. Jeff mentioned the volunteer groups, which are critical. I want to focus a little bit on our partnerships with local businesses, Jones Dairy Farm, Warm Belly Farms, Premier Bank, the Frank Shemp family, who have been big contributors, Middleby Corporation out of who make equipment for a lot of our kitchens and provide that service for us, have been phenomenal. Without them, without their financial support or gift in kind support, we wouldn't to be able to survive. And at the end of the day, you know, they always say it takes a village, and it does. It takes a lot of people, not only volunteers, but also local businesses that are stepping up and realizing there is a need and that they need to be part of it. And we're so excited to have them partner with us.
Okay. Well, if somebody's listening and they want to partner with you or they want to support your mission in some way, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way to do that is to go on www.feedyoursoulwi.com. Go on our website and donate. A program like this, we're 100% volunteer organization. We don't have anybody on the payroll. There's no administrative expense. All the money that is donated goes towards buying food and supplies to support the program. So financial support allows us to continue meal service and expansion, including the mobile ministry. If you live in the area and you're interested in signing up, go to the same website and you can sign up for volunteers. Volunteers are going to be critical as we expand into new areas like South Beloit and the mobile ministry. These are completely different business models, at least the mobile ministry is, and we need a whole set of volunteers different than what we have today. And so we truly need a lot more people than we have today. And we recognize if you're living in Green Bay or La Crosse, it may be hard for you to do that. We also have people that say, well, you know, I work 8 to 5 and your program, you deliver meals from 4:30 to 6 every Tuesdays and Thursdays. I just work. I can't help. But we make sure that everybody gets a homemade dessert. And so I say to them, can you bake? Can you make cookies? Jill, I know you make those magic cookie bars, all right? And so the answer is yes, we can always. We go through 120 dozen desserts every week.
Also, wow. You know, that if there's others out there who are listening outside of Rock County who are thinking about emulating something like this where they live, if they ever want to come and get a tour, see what we do, ask questions, consider bringing it back to their home, we'd love to have an opportunity to speak with them as well.
So together, you know, bottom line is together we can ensure everyone has a seat at the table. And so we thank you for the opportunity to tell our story, Jill and Ellen Becker. What a wonderful program you have and what a wonderful thing you do for the state and the communities that listen to your show. And we just thank you for that.
We're very appreciative. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. Well, I Thank you for being here today, Rick Lowry, Emily Kinn, and Pastor Jeff Williams from Feed Your Soul. We appreciate you sharing how you provide support to those experiencing food insecurity and other types of things that you support them on in our local community. So thank you for being here today. Thanks for listening to our show today, MPC, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, where you learn about nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. To hear more inspiring stories and perhaps find a place to plug in and share your time, talent, and resources, just tap the subscribe button or go to ellenbecker.com/podcasts. Whether you're in your home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you hadn't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond. Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.